Welcome to Nightbass Jungle Shuffle, an intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson about arranging drum and bass with resampling. Today we're building a section that feels like a late night bus ride through an industrial estate. Steady, rolling, a little foggy, and just unstable enough to keep you leaning forward. The main goal here is not just making a loop that sounds good, it's making an arrangement that moves. That matters a lot in drum and bass, because even a killer groove can feel flat if the energy never really changes. So the big idea is this. We're going to build a dark jungle-influenced drum groove, pair it with a bass line that leaves space, then resample our own processing so we can turn one good loop into fills, transitions, impacts, and arrangement glue. That way, we're not just adding more MIDI parts, we're transforming the sound we already have into new material. Open Ableton Live 12 and start with a clean project. Keep it simple. One drums group, one bass group, and one FX or resample track. As you build, leave yourself some headroom on the master. In drum and bass, the low end and the transient stack fast, so aim to keep peaks safely below clipping, ideally with some space left around -6 dB while you're working. On the drum group, start with a kick, a snare, and a break layer. You can use drum rack, simpler, or whatever stock content you like. The important part is the relationship between the parts. The kick should be short and punchy. The snare should have enough crack to cut through. And the break layer should add movement, not mud. If you're using a break, drop it into simpler in slice mode and let the transients do the work. Keep a few chopped slices on the offbeats so the groove shuffles instead of marching. That's where the jungle feel starts to show up. Add a little velocity variation too. Ghost hits and smaller slices can make a loop feel human without getting sloppy. Now clean the break up with EQ8. High pass it so it stays out of the sub range and doesn't fight the kick and bass. If the break is harsh, tame the brittle top end a little. If it starts sounding cloudy, especially in the low mids, pull some of that out too. Drum and bass often gets messy around the 180 to 500 Hz zone, so keep an ear on that area early. If the loop feels too rigid, try a bit of swing from the groove pool. A little swing can make the shuffle breathe, but don't overdo it. You want it to feel tense and alive, not late and sleepy. Think disciplined human movement, not chaos. Next, move to the bass. For this style, the bass should support the groove, not smother it. A huge mistake in DNB is filling every little gap with bass movement. That sounds busy for about 10 seconds, then it starts fighting the drums. Build a simple bass patch in Wavetable, Operator, or Layered Sample Setup. Keep the sub clean and mono. Use a sine or triangle for the low end. And if you want character, add a mid layer with some Reese texture or light distortion. You can also add a texture layer for a bit of grit. Just remember, the sub should stay stable. The movement belongs more in the mids than down in the bottom. After the bass chain, use utility to keep the sub centered and mono. If your bass gets wide, split it mentally or physically. Below about 120 Hz, keep it tight and centered. Let the stereo life happen higher up, where it won't interfere with the kick. Now write a short two-bar bass phrase. Don't think of it as a full melody yet. Think question and answer. One idea hits, then the next phrase responds. For example, put a bass note on the end of one, maybe a longer note on beat three, then in the next bar use a shorter stab and leave a gap. Those gaps are important. They let the snare and break speak. A bass line with space feels more powerful than one that talks nonstop. Add a little motion with automation. Open the filter a bit across the phrase. Maybe increase drive slightly in the second half. Maybe add a tiny pitch drop at the end for tension. These small moves make the bass feel like it's breathing, not just looping. Now comes the key part of the lesson, resampling. Create an auto track and set its input to resampling. Arm it. Then record your drum and bass loop together. This is where the magic starts, because now you're printing your sound into Audino and giving yourself something you can chop, reverse, and rearrange. Don't just record one pass. Record a few different ones. Make a clean pass. Make another pass with a filter move. Make one with a little more saturation or drum bus drive. Make another with extra automation. The point is to collect different energy states from the same musical idea. Once you've recorded them, drag the audio into arrangement view and zoom in. Listen for the good stuff. Transients. Clean bass tails. Little bits of noise between the hits. Moments where the groove naturally lifts. Those are your arrangement tools now. Start chopping the resampled audio at transients. Keep some long pieces intact. Use tiny edits for fills. Reverse a short tail before a transition. That one move alone can make a section feel like it's inhaling before the next drop. In Ableton Live 12, you can duplicate, consolidate, and quickly turn those edits into useful clips. You're building a little library from your own sound. Now shape the intro. Keep it restrained and DJ-friendly. This is the Nightbiz atmosphere. You want the listener to feel the track, not get hit with the full drop immediately. Try 8 or 16 bars of intro material. Start with atmosphere and filtered break texture. Add a few distant impacts. Bring in a ghosted snare or hat pattern later. Maybe introduce a filtered sub pulse before the drop. Slowly open things up with auto filter or subtle automation so the section feels like it's waking up. This is a great place to resample again. Print a one-bar audio snippet of reverb tails, filtered drum ghosts, or a little atmosphere movement. Then reverse or stretch it slightly and use it as a pre-drop inhale. That kind of detail makes the arrangement feel intentional. When you get to the drop, don't go full intensity non-stop. Good DNB arrangement is about controlled density. Use a four-bar idea where each bar has a different job. First bar, full drums and the first bass phrase. Second bar, remove something small, maybe a kick or a bass hit, to create movement. Third bar, add a fill, a snare drag, or a break variation. Fourth bar, open the bass filter or throw in a resampled hit to signal the next phrase. That alternating full and partial energy is what keeps the drop rolling instead of flattening out. You want the listener to feel momentum, not just volume. Use drum bus on the drum group if needed. A little drive can help the drums glue together. A bit of crunch can add bite. Keep boom under control unless you specifically want the kick to get heavier. In darker DNB, too much boom can make the low end flabby, and then the whole groove loses its punch. This is also a great time to use your resampled clips as arrangement glue, not just effects. A chopped resample can replace the last hit before a drop. It can answer the snare in a call and response bar. It can fill a gap when the bass drops out. It can even act like a fake extra drum layer, which is perfect when you want motion without programming more MIDI. Now think about the bigger structure. A strong drum and bass section usually moves in phrases of 4, 8, and 16 bars. You might start with 8 bars of intro, move into 16 bars of first drop, then a stripped section, then a second drop that feels heavier or more edited. If the loop starts feeling repetitive, don't rush to add a new instrument. First, ask yourself if you can resample the existing loop with a different processing pass. Often that gives you the variation you need while keeping the track unified. That's one of the smartest habits in resampling heavy DNB. Commit to one or two signature processes, then reuse them throughout the arrangement. For example, saturate, resample, reverse, or automate filter, resample, slice. Repetition of process creates identity. Keep an ear on the low mids as you go. A lot of people only check the sub and forget that cloudy bass problems often live higher up, especially around 180 to 500 HC. Break loops, reverb returns, and resampled textures can all pile up there and make the mix feel boxy. If that happens, trim the source, clean the clip gain, or use EQ with a light touch. Here's a useful mental model. Think printable moments. If something sounds like a short gesture you'd want to drag into another section, it's probably worth resampling. A one-bar drum hiccup, a bass stab with a filter move, a noisy riser made from your own processing chain. Those are the moments that turn a loop into an arrangement. You can also create contrast by making one section drier than the others. In DNB, if everything is washed in effects, nothing stands out. A dry middle section can make the next reverb-ed transition feel massive. Sometimes the strongest move is dropping almost everything for half a bar or one beat before the next section. That quick vacuum can hit harder than a long riser. As a final check, listen in mono. If the groove still works, your drums and bass are probably solid. If the low end falls apart, that's a sign something is too wide or too crowded. Go back and tighten the sub, clean up the break, or reduce the stereo spread on anything below the critical low range. For practice, try building a 16-bar Nightbiz arrangement sketch. Make a 2-bar drum loop, add a mono sub and a mid-bass phrase. Resample the loop once with mild saturation and once with a filter sweep. Chop those recordings into at least 3 useful clips. Then arrange a short intro, build, drop, and variation. Add one reversed resampled hit before the drop. Finish with a mono check and trim any low-end width that shouldn't be there. The goal is simple. By the end, you should have one loop that feels like a real section of a DNB tune, not just a beat. So remember the core ideas here. Build the groove with space. Let the drums and bass answer each other. Resample your own processing so you can turn sound into arrangement material. and keep the whole thing movie like a bus rolling through the city at 2 a.m. Steady, tense, and always pushing forward. If you want, I can also turn this into a timed voiceover script with approximate pauses and emphasis cues for recording.